7:18 a.m. Broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. Crom Carmichael in studio on the Newsmaker line. Our good friend Lori Cardoza Moore, who's running for the Tennessee House of Representatives in the 63rd District. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Michael.
Now, tell our listeners where the 63rd District is.
It's basically Concord Road in Brentwood, south to College Grove, and it is everything east, almost everything east of I-65 to Nolensville.
That's easy to picture in your mind.
Yeah, that is. Good description.
And it's a growing area of Williamson County, probably one of the hottest markets in America. Who wouldn't want to live in that district?
Yeah, absolutely. Nolensville is one of the fastest growing areas, just like Spring Hill. They've got their problems. But it's beautiful to see and meet the people. I have been outdoor knocking, meeting with the citizens of this district, and I am proud to report that we have a lot of conservative individuals who have moved into this area from California and other places. Of course, we have a lot of the old timers like me. We've been in Williamson County, my husband and I, for almost 35 years, raised our children, our five kids there, and now they are all grown and on their own. But no, this has been a wonderful place to call home. But unfortunately, there has been some changes over the years. We've seen it. We saw it starting 30 years ago. And unfortunately, we are losing control of our state. One of the biggest issues that I'm running on is education, because we have watched our children be indoctrinated with this propaganda. After COVID, we saw our constitutional freedoms usurped by the federal government, when our state legislature should have stood up and said, excuse me, state sovereignty here. We are not shutting down our businesses. We are not going to shut down our schools. We are not going to force people to mask and vax. And then one of the other biggest issues that has arisen over the last few years is the issue of voting integrity. And unfortunately, we have a problem in our county and in our state, for that matter. When we buy machines like Dominion voting machines or ES&S, and we use those as supposedly legitimate sources to vote on, no. If anybody would just research this issue, they would be outraged to find this information. We are not being given the opportunity to have our voice heard. And of course, after the 2020 elections, I went to Trey Hargett. I said, "Who approved this?" And Trey said, "Well, we had a research team." I said, "Well, unfortunately, your research team didn't Google the information about these companies." So we've got that issue. I am pro business. I have been running an international pro Israel organization since 2005, my husband and I have had a film production company in Williamson County since we came here in 1989. So we've got a long history in Williamson County.
Now, you said something fascinating about going door to door and what you found out from people that you talk to going door to door. By the way, how hot is it when you're knocking on the doors going door to door? That is a lot of commitment, Lori.
It is hot out there, let me tell you. But you know what? It's worth it, because when you knock on the door and you talk to people and you ask them, you know, if there were three issues that were important to you, what are the top three? And the majority, I've only had four people give me back my card, but the majority of the people were in agreement that education is key, that we have to uphold our state sovereignty, and that we've got to have voter integrity. Those are the three top issues that we heard from.
So you said when you knock on doors, you found of the newcomers, a lot of them come from California. Give us an example of sort of the interaction you have with somebody recently arrived from California. You knock on their door. They live in the 63rd District in Williamson County. What's that conversation like?
Well, let me just use the West Coast in general, because we don't only have people coming from California. We have people coming from out west as well, from Washington State. I had a woman who said to me, after speaking at an event, I had a woman who said to me, I am going to support you. And the reason I'm going to support you is that I believe that you will care as much for my children as you do yours. And I have a proven track record of that. I've been in the state legislature lobbying for issues for the unborn, for the issue of education, making sure that our children are not being indoctrinated, and of course being pro-Israel and supporting the state of Israel and fighting against anti-Semitism in this state. That's the kind of comments that I'm hearing from mm-hmm. people. I hear people in my speaking events that come from California. They stand up after I've spoken, and they tell the rest of the audience, those of you from Tennessee, we did not move here and uproot our whole lives to come here to lose this state. We have got to fight. They have more passion in their fight than some of the people that have been here the longest. It is the most refreshing thing to see that people are finally rising up and saying, you know what? We have state sovereignty. We have constitutional rights. We want our children educated that way. We do not want them indoctrinated with this wokeism garbage.
Lori Cardoza-Moore, Crom Carmichael has a question for you.
Yeah, two quick questions. One is the Dominion voting machines have all kinds of controversies. Is there a voting machine that you do think is a good voting machine? That's one question. The other is, you want education reform because you don't like what we have now. What do you want to replace what we have?
Okay, so your first question, Crom, voting machines. The human person, paper ballots. We have to go back after what we have just experienced. We have got to go back to paper ballots. With regards to education, the first thing that I'm going to do is introduce legislation to cut ties from the federal government and the Department of Education. We should have abolished the Department of Education under Reagan after Jimmy Carter started it. But there hasn't been one Congress who has been willing to take up this issue and get rid of the Department of Education. This is where our problems are coming from. It's because the Department of Education on the federal level is giving us all this garbage. Then they dangle these beautiful carrots to the state legislatures, to the governors, to the Department of Education, like here in Tennessee. And we adopt these programs that are failing our children. We have lost two generations of kids. We cannot afford to lose anymore.
1 minute.
Lori Cardoza-Moore, running for the Tennessee House of Representatives, the Republican nomination in the August 4th primary. Lori, where do people go on the web to find out more about your campaign?
They can join our team at Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, TN63.com. And of course, I'm on Facebook. I'm on all the social media platforms. You can find me there as well. But join us and help us take back local control of our state and our children's education.
Lori Cardoza-Moore, thanks so much for joining us. Come back again, if you would, please.
Absolutely, Michael.
All right. We'll be back with more after this. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Crom Carmichael. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. We'll talk about the latest in the 5th Congressional District race. Lots going on in that one.
And Amendment 1.
But mostly DN5. Back after this.